that.
And you said you have registered all Italian devotees.
Radhikai Tadali. Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktajana. We should understand that those who are not chanting and remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be happy. Never only you should know that we are all eternal servant of Krishna. Those who are chanting are not chanting, remembering. Accept Krishna or not. But all the creepers, all the trees, all the worms, insects, animals and birds, humans, all living entities are eternal servants of Krishna in part and partial. If you are healthy, if you are wealthy now, have all the paraphernalia to be happy. But when one cannot help you, after some time, you will be old. Your beauty will be transferred into unbeauty. What?
Ugliness.
Your teeth will go away. Your cheek will go inside. Hair will be white. You'll be so weak that you cannot walk yourself. You'll have to take the help of any stick. And at the time of death, what you are now collecting, even a hair you cannot take. And at that time, making stool and urine, oh, weeping bitterly, in coma, you'll have to give up this body. Very dangerous and very powerful. The messenger of death will come and will beat you. They will get in your fire. They will make iron very hot and red, and you will be given to that. Like embrace you. Why they are embracing ladies? And you were lusty. Now you shall be lusty with this iron. So remember this, at that time anyone, your father, mother, uncle, wealth, reputation, your father, position, everything, cannot help you. So mercifully, Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, came to this land. Sent by his holy master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and Krishna himself, our Mahaprabhu. He was very powerful. He was very powerful acharya. So everywhere we went, except the center, inspired all. But now I am thinking, why Swamiji, he told me in his last days when he was going to Krishna, why he told that, oh, you should help my devotee. I have brought so many monkeys, so many disciples. I was thinking that they are so good. Why he is telling me? But now I am realizing. Those who served Swamiji at that time very, with money, with wealth, with so many things, distributing his books everywhere, making centers of like New Mayapur and Saranagati here and there. More than 400 students were in Gurukul here and there, so many cows there, and Pichu was in the topmost. I was thinking why he told, but now I am realizing why he told, that you should help my devotees, because after my departure they will be neglected by superiors, and they will be weak. They can be up there, tulsi beads and chanting even. They don't know what is real bhakti. They don't know what is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Swarup Siddha means constitutional, transcendental bhakti. They don't know. So he requested me to come. And I am seeing so many senior devotees, now very weak. I have come to beg something here. Like Haridas Thakur and Nityananda, with my jholi, with my donation bag. Please give me some donation. What donation? Not wealth I want. I don't want any worldly thing. Nothing. I want that. You should give me what? Oh, you should again be bold. And a strong, take tulsi. And again begin to chant. If you cannot do, even 2 rounds, 4 rounds, 10 rounds, 16 rounds you can do. And it is so powerful that very soon, it will attract and you will begin to do more than 16. Even you can do like 64. I know that some devotees here also, they do 64. I know. So we should try to follow all these things. And again with a very inspiration, we should again give everywhere. I know so many devotees have left ISKCON. Now they are so weak. I have come to again re-inspire them. So you should give me that begging, that you should again chant. Again be a strong devotee and go on chant. Try to help others also, though have been weak now. You should try to help them also. And again books should be distributed. I requested you yesterday, that even at least 12 books you should take off and you should distribute. And do some service, always chanting, remembering some. And you can manage your, maintaining your life also, no harm. And brahmachari should be very strong, like our society. Never to fall. Sannyasi should be like that. I want brahmachari, they should have no girlfriend. And if lady devotees, very strong, they should be like that brahmachari. And thus free sin holds always be there. There is only way to be happy, no other way. Chanting and remembering. But guru should be very strong. The Guru Nishtha, the honor to Guru, is backbone of bhajan. If you have no pure Guru, to whom you will worship first and then to Krishna and Mahaprabhu or any deity? If you have no Guru, if you have fallen Guru, Krishna will not accept. So try to realize all these things. And this is the main purpose of Jagannath festival, called festival. Jagannath himself, Krishna, is so merciful to us that he has manifested this Jagannath Baldev Subhadra from Neel Madhav, like melted way, melted form. This is the melted form. Why melted? Out of love and affection for gopis. So we should try to understand and we should try to follow all these. Can you say the essence of Rath Yatra festival? Very, in only 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Loudly. You can take. You can take towards public. You can come here. Loudly, like your
lion.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But won't you come back
For ordinary people, their heart and their mind, they're the same. My heart is Vrindavan. I know you like Vrindavan so much, so please put your lotus feet in my heart. You come in my heart, in Vrindavan. Then Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan awoke. And he was saying, oh, you don't know. I'm crying so much. As you're feeling separation, I'm also feeling separation. As you're thinking it's just your misfortune that I'm here, that we're not meeting, so I also think it's my very severe misfortune that I'm not with you. Actually, the inhabitants of Vrindavan are my life and soul. And amongst the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And amongst them, Srimati Radhika, you are the very, very life and soul of my life and soul. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he says in his purport there, from this statement of Krishna, we can understand that Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and Krishna is simply her decoration. He's declaring his mood there. So Srimati Radhika is lamenting like this, and Krishna is saying that I will come back. Actually, he's promising that I will come back in 10 or 20 days at the very most. Just there are a few demons to kill. I killed so many demons, there are just a few demons left. And when I kill them, then I will come back and we will have pastimes together. And actually, somewhat later it came. He killed Dantavakra, that was the last, and he went to Gokul, right, and performed pastimes and then took all back to Gokul. And then Vasudev Krishna continued with the pastimes and wound up like that. So, what is the significance of Rath Yatra? The Rath, in the previous, it was like tradition that Krishna, Baladev, Subhadra, he's going on a chariot to Vrindavan. And then Bhimala Devi is.
You know that in India, in Jagannath Puri, any Western or Eastern devotees, except Hindus, who are Vedic Hindus, only Vedic Hindu can enter, but not any foreign devotees can enter. Do you know? Very strict there. Anyone cannot enter, those who are not actually by birth Hindu and in India. Even the Prime Minister of India, he was the daughter of a Brahmin family, but he left Brahminism and he married with a Muslim, and very powerful, wealthy person. But even the Pandas of Puri never allowed even him and his son also, Rajiv Gandhi, to enter the temple. Very strict they are. You can go to Puri, but you cannot enter. Jagannath Devi is Patit Pavan. He is of all. He has no distinction, no difference between Indian devotee, Brahmin, Kshatri, or any Western devotee. So he makes a treat that I should be there for a whole year, but for these 9 or 10 days, oh, I will be like Patit Pavan. I will go on his feet. And all can take my darshan, and all will be liberated. Understanding? Huh? What I told?
You said that because there are restrictions that those who are non-Hindu, they cannot take darshan of Lord Jagannath.
They cannot enter in temple.
They cannot enter into temple and take darshan. So then Lord Jagannath plays a trick.
There are so many police, guards, everywhere, in 4 doors, anyone cannot go. Any bird of Western countries, they cannot, or Eastern. even air cannot go.
They're very, very strict. I remember
sometimes they checked me there. Oh, your eyes are not like and you are also some fair complexion. I'm not fair. But even, and they checked me. Then my panda was there, and he told, oh, bogus person. Oh, he's my client. He's my. customer now, my
judgment,
and he took me. So sometimes Indians also, Delhi wala, Pundarik Prabhu, they never allowed, but we were there, so very sick, but Krishna is very funny and tricky. They can make these rules, but Krishna cannot. So Krishna, Jagannath, with Subhadra, Baldev, three deities, with Chakra Sudarshan, for this time, they come on the road, and that they are not quickly or hurry. Sometimes, standing on same place, for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days even, and giving so much darshan to all. You went?
I tried some years ago. I was going in, I dressed.
Because you are Indians, like South Indians.
Who is this black boy here? It's so thick when he beat me.
And if he knew Hindi, and oh, main Hindi hoon, humko rokta kyun hai? They will decide. But he knew, your hairs are not like it. So by speech, Jagannath comes, Subhadra, with Subhadra and Balbhu, like Patit Pavan. Krishna is so merciful. His devotees are more merciful. You could not call him Swamiji. You have not called me. Our Guru Bharat has sent me. And the Guru of Swamiji, out of mercy, he told him to preach in Western countries here and there. And he came out of pity and mercy himself. In a boat he came. Navigation? India. And he was dying. Heart attack was there. And he was thinking that I will die or what will be. But there was mercy of Krishna. Krishna wanted this and he came. And he preached very soon. So you should not be weak. Very bold. Krishna is so tricky also, very merciful. As gopis were not satisfied by Uddhav or Baldev or Krishna himself, he told that you should meditate me. They were never satisfied. Never. As you know, he also played a trick to Arjuna. In Mahabharata, Yudha, battle of Mahabharata. He was playing a trick to Arjuna. Sarvadharmana parityajyamam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarvapapyobhyo mokshaishyami maasita. What is the meaning?
Abandon all varieties of material religion and just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all of the reactions of your previous activities. Do not be afraid.
This is the best instruction to Arjuna in Gita. You know? Mahaprabhu rejected it. What rejected? Oh, Gandhi, Bogart thing. He rejected. He told to Raya Ramananda. Why he rejected? When Krishna told to Arjuna, Arjuna was very, very much feeling so much pain. Oh, how is this funny Krishna? He is telling me to be Sharanagat, to surrender. From my birth, he is my friend, bosom friend. He can sleep with me on same bed. Arjuna can keep his feet on the chest of Krishna. And Subhadra, Rukmini Satbhava Menkan, pain and chamar. And the feet of Krishna will go on the chest passing, and Draupadi and Subhadra, they will find him. And Krishna will be very happy being on the same course. taking remnant of with Arjun, like Sakha. Sakha is more superior, more. And he is telling me now to surrender. Had I not surrendered? Why is tricky person is telling like this? He was not satisfied, as Gopi was not satisfied. Oh, Krishna, don't be worried. I'm not telling to you, I'm telling through you to all others. Understand? So Krishna has here also told like this to Gopi. Ahuccha nalinrab padarabinda yogaiswarairapi sadi achintamagadabhojai sansarakupatitotarnavalambam geham jishamati manasyu diyat padana. Oh, we are not yogis. Like Brahma, Shankara and others, Kapil, others, Sanat Sanandan Sanatan, that in front they will meditate for the darshan of Krishna lotus feet in their heart. And they are satisfied if a semblance comes in their heart. They are satisfied. But we are not like that. You should know that our heart and mind is same. And Vrindavan, our heart is Vrindavan. Mane bane ek kari jane. Our heart is Vrindavan. Our mind is Vrindavan. And if you are coming there as before, then we will be happy. We cannot be happy here. Why? Because Madhurya and opulence cannot be together. Never it can be. You should know. I told you about Madhurya and Aishwarya. They can never be there. He has so many opulence. Krishna cannot tell that I am son of Nanda Baba Yasoda. He is bound to tell that I am Kshatriya and I am son of Vasudeva and Devaki. He cannot take pick up feathers. He cannot play on floor. There are so many thousands of Rajmahishi queens there, horses and everything. We want that you should come to Vrindavan. Oh, gopis are very self-interested, very swarthy, selfish. Why they are requesting Krishna that you should come to Vrindavan, giving up all the devotees there in Mathura and Dwarka, thousands and thousands. Why they are requesting Krishna? So they must be selfish. What is the reason? You should tell. You should. Why they are not selfish? Very selfish.
So,
you can take. No. Nami should be ready to reply this question. Go on.
When Krishna is in Vrindavan, then Krishna himself has admitted, Aishwarya Ganeti Sab Jagatamishri, Aishwarya Shithila Prem Nahi Morapit, that in this world everyone worships me with knowledge of my opulence, thinking Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of everything. He is Sarva Shakti Man, all energy is his. But those who love him with knowledge of his opulence, that love, Krishna said, it cannot satisfy me. It cannot control me at all. But those who love me in a natural way, like my friends, they say, oh Krishna, what kind of big man are you? I am better than you. My father has more cows than your father, so I am better than you. Or whose mother thinks, oh, I will have to feed him makkan and roti, bread and butter, otherwise he will become so skinny and he will die. So she thinks he's helpless and wants to feed him. And more, Krishna said, Priyam yadi man kare kare bhajan, vaira stuti hoi tihari, say more aman. That all Brahmacharis and all Mahajans and many great personalities, they're offering prayers to me, Savan stuti from the Vedas. But when the gopis of Vrindavan, when they chastise me, when they criticize me, when they call me dirt, oh, you are a cunning teacher, you are lumpat devotee, you are a liar, you are a thief. And they criticize him in this way. Oh, then his mind is stolen away from the reverence hymns of the Vedas. Therefore, Krishna is called Uttama Shloka. He is glorified by the highest prayers. What is that? That is the abuse and criticism of the gopis of Vrindavan, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita Devi, and others. So, Srimati Radhika, she's feeling pain in her heart that Krishna is away, and she's feeling separation from Krishna. But what is this separation? She's feeling that Krishna is feeling separation. She's feeling that Krishna, he cannot be happy there. There is no Ras Leela in Dwarka or in Mathura or Kurukshetra. Ras Leela will only take place in Vrindavan. And in Ras Leela, Krishna, he has said to the gopis, how you have loved me in such a way, I can never repay you. I am indebted to you. And there the gopis, they will make Krishna so happy. Why? Because Krishna thinks, I am indebted to the gopis. I can never repay you for your love. So he feels the burden of that debt. But how will that burden be lifted? When the gopis, they can relieve the burden of Krishna's heart by giving Krishna a chance to serve them. Then Krishna can be satisfied. When the gopis, they say to Krishna, oh Krishna, my hair has become in a mess, you should rearrange my hair. You should decorate me. You should decorate my feet. Wear my ankle belt. And Krishna will walk and look here and there in the grass, trying to find her ankle belt. And then he will take her ankle belt and put it on. And Krishna will feel so fortunate that I had the opportunity to serve the gopis. But all these exchanges, very high exchanges of praying, they are not available anywhere else. And Krishna, he's Rasika Shekhar. He is the relisher of all mellows. So unless he's in Vrindavan, he cannot relish these mellows, and his heart will never be happy. So they're saying, oh Krishna, so that you'll be happy, please come to Vrindavan. And there, you can serve us and you can be so happy.
Something more, not in force. Answer is not in force. Something like, so Nalin can hear it. You should try.
Hare Krishna. So Gurudev warned me that we have to prove that gopis are not selfish. So we have heard from Gurudev so many times, if you have a relation with someone, you can spend your all wealth for her or for him. So similarly, we have to know what is the relation between gopis and Krishna, and what is the relation between Krishna and other devotees. So Gurudev gives example just now, Sarvadhaman Paritajya, indicating Arjuna, Krishna wants to teach the whole world through Arjuna. So I can take example or adopt example for Arjuna also. Once, Arjuna asked Krishna, oh Krishna, I have heard that in Braj, your Sakhas, your mother, your gopis, they appease you so much, yet who are you being in Dharaka, even being in Rukmini court, why you remember them so much? Then Krishna replied mildly, oh Arjuna, you are asking me, so you are so my near and dear, so I am answering you. Drajapura jaritrinang parusa vacha japha pramodayati, sutimati mahamuninam madhura padadati na sakhe tatha. Oh Arjuna, listen very carefully. Vajapura Jadis Srinang, in Brajbhumi, who love me in Paramar mood, they call Jadistri. If they use me hearts of heaven, yet my mind and heart want to always hear that hearts of word for me. And on the other hand, Sukhimati Mahamuninam Madhura Padadasi, if any friendly person or any highly qualified person praise me with ornamental language, yet it is not his corner of hand, that means it is not pleasing my heart and ears. So, and then Arjuna asked, what is the relation between you and gopis? Then Krishna replied, Sahaya Gurava Sissa Bhujissa Bandhava Priya Satpan Badani Te Partha Gopakinime Bhavantuna. Oh Arjuna, they are my assistants. They are my gurus, professors, and they are my disciples. Bodhisattva, they are my friends. So any kind of relation in this world, there is an impossibility of relation. All relation is me and gopis. Only all the relation is possible, only with gopis, not other than gopis. So Krishna has six relation with gopis. This kind of relation, nowhere else. Krishna used to go for cow grazing. Why? Want to meet with gopis only at any means, at any cost, at any trick. So during cow grazing, left behind all sakhal, sometimes taking Madhu Mangal or Ujjal or Sugal, he used to go Surya Kunda and Radha Kunda to meet his gopis. So gopi can please Krishna, none can please Krishna like gopis. So for gopis it is explained in Shastras, Nijangam Gopi Jagopta. Gopis can search Krishna by the all senses, none can do this. So being in Nandalaya, meaning royal palace of Nanda Baba, Krishna at night, leaving that mother and all other, he used to go to for meeting with gopis.
Don't go for this.
So gopis are not selfish, only gopis can make happy Krishna completely. He has seen during when Krishna lifted Govardhan, Indra want to dress her whole brush, but he could not do so.
Can you tell that gopis are not selfish? Or you are satisfied what they have told? Oh, get it. What? You want to tell something?
I am not so much learned. I am very simple devotee. Connect like. Naveen has quoted so many slokas, big, big slokas, and they try to prove his whole learning. I am very. Very simple reasons I am telling that all Brajavasis, especially gopis, they know the heart of Krishna. Krishna is not like supreme personality of Godhead. They can, even in dream, they can think. They can think like that Krishna is son of Vasudeva, Nanda Baba Yashoda, and beloved of all our gopis. And in friends to Siddham Subhasana. And all want that Krishna should be happy. He should be happy in any way. But they know also that Krishna is so shame, feeling self so much. Shame? Lajja means? Oh, Krishna is always shy. Shy, you know? Very shy. So Nanda Baba and Yashoda and all gopis and friends are so tricky. They know that Krishna feels sad. What sad? They know that if Yashoda will give butter and makkhan to Krishna, oh, he will be shy. But Yashoda makes so many tricks that he should must take. Once Yashoda Maya is telling to Krishna, oh Krishna, you are now so weak. You don't want to take anything, bread and butter and all these things. How your this sikha will be so thick like Baladev? Oh, you see? Baladev is so strong. His sikha is like so much. You cannot be compared with Baladev. you are so weak. Then Krishna told that, Mother, I want to be Ajitik Baldev. So you should give me bread and butter. And he, then by strictly they are giving to him. You know? Yashoda always thought that Krishna does not want to take anything. And that is why he is going to be weak. So he called Srimati Radhika from Javad, strictly giving so much wealth, jewels, ornaments, and so many garments, always sending there. Why? That Krishna becomes shame. He does not take anything. So if Krishna will take what Radhika is cooking, then he will be very strong. So strictly, Srimati Radhika comes and makes what Manohar Laddu and Amrit Keli, so many things, strictly they give. Is there anyone in Dwarka or Mathura that they can give this delicious food like Yashoda Maiya? Oh, Krishna cannot tell them Maiya, mother, mother. Never. So all gopis are knowing that as strictly Yashoda Maiya used to give all these things to Krishna, oh, he will always be neglected there. He cannot tell that, Mother, give me bread and butter or anything he likes. But Yashoda Maiya will prepare so many kinds of by Rohini, by Yashoda, by Radhika, by Lalita, Vishakha, all will be called there. And quickly they will prepare so many delicious things. And by street, if he is not taking, then Yashoda Mother will come and tell that, oh, for your marriage. वाह क्या जी इसका हमारा शपथ है तुम खाओ ओ भाव विद नारायण और जो सुनते एंड देन कृष्ण एंड देन ही अगेन टेल एंड सम कृष्ण यशोदा एंड एनी डिवोटी देवकी और एनी वन दे डोंट नो ऑल द ट्रिक्स कृष्ण मे बी फीलिंग हंगर बट Due to shame, he cannot. Sometimes Krishna is so that he wants something from gopis. He called on flute all the gopis, but he told that you should return back. But he wanted from his heart what? I should dance with gopis. We should satisfy Krishna, but Krishna is tricky. He told that you should all return back. But gopis are very tricky. They know how to satisfy Krishna. They told that, oh, you are my guru. All we are your disciples. A disciple should worship guru. And after that, they should worship their husband or even Krishna to anyone, Narayan. Is anyone else worshipping Guru, then he cannot satisfy Krishna or anyone, Supreme Personality of Godhead or Narayana. So, and if you are not accepting our this puja, service, worship, then what you are? You are that you are offender of Vedas. Ye jabhang mam prapadyante tam tatarvayam. By trick, they defeated Krishna, and what Krishna wanted that I should be in dance and rash, strictly be gopis. Krishna wanted that I should touch the body of gopi. But, oh, don't, you cannot touch. You cannot touch. You should far away their spirit. So, making Krishna greet more and more, they can satisfy Krishna. How Krishna be satisfied? These tricks, Dwarkavasi anyone does not know. So gopis are selfless, no spot, black spot, no anyabhilas, nothing. By all their senses, by their heart, by mind, by soul, totally certain to Krishna. If Krishna is simple, but shy, oh, they can play a trick, and then they will satisfy Krishna. This trick anyone does not know in Dwarka and Mathura or any place in the whole world. So gopis never selfish, always trying to serve Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. So Krishna is always debtor to all people. Dol Pramananda. You should try to realize this. And you should always be very strong in your faith. You can only be happy if you are chanting and remembering Krishna. So Krishna, he descended from that Golok Vrindavan to these forms, and all can see, all can worship, all can offer anything. You can see that when Rath festival was going, for festival, oh, lakhs and lakhs, more than 40 lakhs of devotees there assembled. They brought so many delicious preparation from their homes. And where they were standing from there, oh Jagannath, he had offered. And from there, by his eyes, and he's taking everything like this. Honore, honore, like that. Some are from none, thousand and thousand devotees. Or you know coconut? And the and no. Throwing towards Jagannath. Sometimes it comes on anyone's head, no harm. And Jagannath is so happy. Sometimes anything they can bring from their homes and they offer to Krishna. From far away, from 1 mile, no harm. Or from there, Jagannath. Everywhere his hand, his eyes are lakhs and lakhs, his hands are lakhs and lakhs, and he will take from anywhere. So this is the mercy, causeless mercy of Krishna, Jagannath. So you should think that we are searching Krishna. It has told anywhere, on all epics. But this is not true. Bhagavad is telling another thing. What? Krishna is searching us. He is playing on fools. For whom? Oh, come on, come on, come on. He is always searching his friends. Where my friends are? There is some?
Rice and
yoga. And his mouth has been now sukha gaya.
Right.
And he is searching. Where are my friends? Where are my friends? Where are my cows? Where are my cows? Our cows? He is searching. So he is actually very far out and he is searching. He is searching us. Oh, how unfortunate myself. He is Krishna is thinking that they are my eternal servants. And they are unhappy in this world. Actually they are happy. We are all happy. So many problems, days. All we are in a well. Where snake poisonous fishing. And tigers on the top of well. Days. We cannot know then when death will come and these snakes will bite. Problems are bite. Like serpents, snakes. And tigers like days. Parikshit Maharaj has life of 7 days, but we not a single day. So we should try. Krishna has come. He has sent Swamiji for you all. All the Western devotees were first like hippies, dancing, taking wine so much, always smoking, always meat and eggs and so many things. But Swamiji came. They never called Swamiji. And he came out of mercy. So Krishna is sending, oh, go to all these persons, unhappy persons, and try to give some process that they should chant me. And he came and gave. Out of mercy. So Krishna is sending all these things. He is very godly, merciful through his son. He sent me. I never thought in dream that I will leave Vrindavan and will come to these places. Never. But he forcefully, he took my distika and dragged me here. And you should go and help me. Your guru has helped you. Why you not ask us? You should go. So this is the causeless mercy of Krishna. So you should be merciful to Krishna. Krishna is telling you, be merciful to me. Anyhow, you should chant one time in your whole life, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Krishna, Ram, any name. And if you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
Even one time in life, by heart and soul is happening, I will take you again in Golu Vrindavan. But don't offend any devotee. Don't make any nama aparad. Nama aparad, you know? Offense in the Lord's feet of name. You should know that, oh, name is himself Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. He is so powerful, he is so merciful. So we should have this thing. Don't offend any devotees, whether they are initiated or not. If initiated, very good. You should honor with dandavat.